You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, trading standards officers are carrying out checks to make sure that retailers are now selling tobacco in plain packaging. It's hoped the new legislation will stop more people smoking. David Miller from Trading Standards tells us more about what they're doing.
You may have seen that there are tobacco products which are appearing in the local shops with a very drab green colour. Now, the reason for that is because there's a new piece of legislation called the Tobacco Product Directive. That was introduced in May 2016, and it gave a transitional period of a year for retailers to stop selling their more glitzy and glamorous traditional packages with all of the marketing and associated to it. And now they have to sell cigarettes and tobacco, rolling tobacco, in this very standardised drab green packaging, which all has a standardisation across every product.
Right, okay. And so from the trading standards perspective, how are you sort of policing this, as it were?
So over the course of the last few months, we've been working with local retailers to engage with them over the change. They all should be aware, because it's a standard industry issue that people have to address. But nevertheless, we've been seeing more products in the market, and in the areas that we haven't necessarily been seeing as many, we've been speaking to the retailers to make sure they're aware that there's this requirement in place. The change has to be made by the 20th of May. So around that time, maybe the week before and the week after, again, we'll be doing further work with the local retailers just to make sure that they have this new product in place. And obviously the purpose of the change is to make the products less appealing to individuals, whether that be children or adults.
Obviously, the whole point of this standardised packaging is to make it less attractive to people, and particularly younger people. But I guess that's always an ongoing issue, isn't it? Underage sales, and you're always doing a lot of work to tackle that.
That's right. It is a criminal offence for a tobacco product to be sold to a minor, i.e. a person under the age of 18. Now, traditionally, we have had complaints about retailers selling to kids. And there's a number of reasons why that might happen. It might be that the retailer doesn't have the systems in place to identify kids, or doesn't have the confidence to decline the sales when they're asked for. But nevertheless, they should be aware that there is that age restriction in place. Now, over the last maybe year or so, we have seen an increase of complaints regarding underage sales of e-cigarettes. And that is a priority of ourselves at Trading Standards and also the County Council moving forwards. In order to try and counteract that, when we do these visits to the retailers to talk through the standardised packaging and other retail-related issues, then we will draw their attention to the fact that this age restriction is in place. We also have the ability to do test purchases, almost like a secret shopper, if you like, using kids who are under the age of 18 to see if the retailers are likely to sell. So that's an interesting tool that we have. It's quite valuable because it does show if the retailers do have that ability to decline the sales. And if they don't, then we can work with them to try and improve their systems.
And I guess there's lots of work to do, although young people are told about smoking and how bad it is for them. I suppose it's the same with e-cigarettes. You've got to try and get across the message that they're not necessarily okay. Just because it doesn't have tobacco, it's still not something you should really be getting involved in.
That's right. There is a suggestion that e-cigarettes can be a pathway into more traditional smoking. So the advice is that don't touch either of them, traditional or new forms of tobacco. Just don't go anywhere near it. There is some suggestions that the levels of smoking, especially in kids around the year 10 age, is decreasing. We have a survey called the Growing Up in North Yorkshire Survey, which is particularly comprehensive, which suggests that, early indications suggest that is the case. But that same survey suggests that the use of e-cigarettes, particularly in year 10, is increasing. Very tentatively, it's been suggested it's going from 22% in 2014 up to 27% this last year, which is another reason why we can justify going out to speak to the retailers to ensure they're aware of the legislation which encompasses e-cigarettes and traditional tobacco, and also the fact that kids can try and obtain these as well. Mm-hmm.
And I see there's actually been an increase in complaints regarding e-cigarettes.
That's right. The reasons for that are currently unexplained. They're certainly a new product. Potentially kids find them more glamorous, or just see them as a trend which they want to be associated to. They might associate them to more traditional tobacco and they might see smoking as cool. They need to know that it's not cool and that there are potentially dangers associated to any form of smoking. And again, we're trying to change the attitudes of not only the kids who are trying to obtain these, but the retailers who are supplying them. So it's a multi-pronged attack, if you like. But yeah, you're right, we are seeing increased numbers of complaints, and it is a case of trying to work with the kids to make sure their awareness is raised about the dangers associated to it.